And in international news, Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga has called off mass demonstrations after meeting with former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Annan met separately with President Mwai Kibaki in attempts to salvage talks suspended yesterday after he said the negotiations reached a deadlock. More than 1,000 people have died in political violence since the disputed elections last December. The president of the National Council for Religious Superiors in Nairobi is Father Patrick Devon.
In Nairobi, I would say today it's quite tense. Everybody is waiting. I'm very anxious, and throughout the country as well, because this, if it become very apparent that there's intransigence between the different sides in these negotiations, and people are feeling a lot of disappointment and a lot of anxiety. In the slums in Nairobi, last night I was watching Al Jazeera. It showed interviews where people were arming and showing their arsenals of traditional armaments if the violence breaks out again, and a lot of scary and alarming language. To me, it appears like a corruption of the mind and mentality involved with a lot of the dominant leaders in this country, and that they're willing to sacrifice so much of the poor people in terms of violence and damage that can be done, and the struggles that they have in their normal everyday life, that they're willing to sacrifice that for the sake of their own political ends. There's a need, I think, real need for the church to ultimately to come out and to begin to take a stronger leadership role in terms of addressing the politicians and the powers that be, the various parties, about this issue. We were with the Papal Nuncio the other day here to Kenya. Certainly the Papal Nuncio himself has done an awful lot to try and bring the parties together and to talk reason to them.